complain.
No. Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Zach and Deuce here on WWL, and we are joined now by one of my all-time favorite teammates, Travaris Cadet. Travaris, are you there? Are you on the line, buddy?
What's up, baby?
That was a very Travaris kind of introduction there. Now, Travaris, here's what I know about you. In the locker room around your guys, you're yourself. But then when the media shows up, you're this very quiet, reserved guy. And I don't want to hear any of that on this call, okay?
All right, I'm going to give it to you.
Now, Travaris, obviously with the Saints for a few years, you were up in Buffalo, now down in Carolina. So you guys getting ready to play the Saints on Monday night. And how is the how's the team doing in Carolina right now?
And they fired up, man. Kind of been in both locker rooms, man. Swag in two different ways, and it's definitely a different mentality. But, you know, they come with that same – we're coming with the same approach to going there and winning by any means necessary. I mean, you pretty much know the process, but it's a rivalry game, you know, a divisional opponent. And, you know, the best – the team that makes the least amount of mistakes seems to win the game, let's say that. But the team that executes at a high level will win, though.
Now, Travaris, you're an Appalachian State graduate. We got App State down here in New Orleans tomorrow. It's a team, maybe one of the best teams in the non-Power 5 conferences. You guys really have played tremendous, and it's amazing because I remember, you know, the game against Michigan when you guys were still FCS. I mean, I think, right out of school when that happened. So this has been a really quick ascension for Appalachian State into a position where you guys are becoming really a power in college football.
We've been a power, man. You got to give us our respect, man. I mean, every team across the globe, you know, from the FBS, FCS, whatever you want to call it, you know, we're well-respected. Teams don't want to play us in the beginning of the season because they feel like they want to get their kinks out and play us at the end because we come with that mentality, and it's a strong tradition that's been built through Jerry Moore, Scott Satterfield, and that mentality and that hunger is still there. We're swagged out. Give us our respect when props is due.
Cadet, when you talk about Satterfield, Scott just got an opportunity. He been in Carolina coaching his whole career. Now he gets the opportunity to go to Louisville. They gonna be all right. Will they still be the team that gets the prop and the notoriety, you know, that being App State?
I mean, you know, it's a process. I mean, I know traditions take time. You got to go through, you know, your ups and your downs. You try to get everybody on the same page and get that mentality kicking. But I think his creativity, his mentality is going to rub off on those guys at Louisville. Louisville had a great quarterback in Lamar Jackson who was very versatile, who can spread the ball around and make plays with his legs. So I'm pretty sure the personnel that he's going to bring is going to mimic what he wants and what the tradition was at App State. Now, it's too early to say or whatnot, and the present talent they have there right now. I don't know if those tools is what he pretty much want, but it's going to take some time. But I think that swag and that mentality is going to be brought from day one.
Now, Travaris, here's what I would like, and you can say no, but I'll be really upset. I know you don't want to upset me. What are the chances? What are the chances that I can get a Batman Joker impersonation here on the radio tonight? This is a skill of Travaris Cadet's that deserves airtime, Deuce.
Which one you want?
Anyone. I like them all, man. They're all good.
When I had a wife, beautiful, like you, who tells me I need to smile more, who gambles and goes in deep with the sharks, I'll stop right there.
Listen, Travaris is the same Halloween costume every year, right? Every year on Halloween, you can follow him on Instagram. And he will give you that year's painted face Joker, and it's good. He's good at it. You're a big Joker fan, aren't you?
I got to give my man Heath Ledger, who's up there above his R right now, some love, man.
I hear you, buddy.
Got to give him some love, man.
Travaris Cadet, listen, buddy. One, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Good luck to App State in the bowl game this weekend. And also, good luck to you. I hope you have the best game of your life in a losing effort.
Let me get a gold Panthers from two states.
You're not. Hey, we played one of your old songs earlier, but I kind of dumped on it a little bit. So sorry, we apologize for that. Travaris Cadet, everyone, thanks for being with us, my man.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Cadet, baby.
All right.
Now I do want to mention somebody. Somebody hopped on here and said, "Man, Travaris sounds loaded. He's not."
No.
That's Travaris Cadet Monday morning in the team meeting. He just – that's exactly how he is all the time.
That's that slow Miami. He's real laid back, and that's just him. Really, really good kid.
He really is.
Really, really down to earth. I know he's big in the boxing, and so I'm like, man, what are you doing? I got to go train. And he goes – he does the boxing, and I'm thinking that he's just doing it to train, but – nah, he takes it seriously.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's one of the hardest working people I've ever been around. And you can kind of follow him, and I'll find it.
Cause he's a quarterback in college.
He was a quarterback at App State. Yeah, he was slash at App State. But, man, super good kids. Bounced around a little bit, you know, these last few years. But, I wish him all the best because he really is. He's a great kid, and we had a lot of fun. When he was here in New Orleans. You know, that's an interesting game. Appalachian State, first you look at Middle Tennessee State, you know, their record, you know, they're 8-5, but they got beat by three SEC teams.
Yep.
And that's a program that's kind of doing what we talked about. Middle Tennessee State as a team came from FCS. They bounce up. All of a sudden, they start having some success, had a good string, a couple of good quarterbacks, and they went out and said, hey, let's just schedule some big teams. Now, they're not ready to beat those teams yet, but they got them on the schedule.
They played them close, but they did not beat them. I mean, but one of the things when you look at this team is this is a father coach. I mean, this is the father and a quarterback. That's a father coach tandem. And then you talk about the coach of the year, you talk about player of the year. It's going to be interesting which team, you know, you have this 2 to 3 week lull or off, and which team can get going first. And so, you know, you either have explosive plays or both teams are rusty. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night in the Superdome with both of these teams, Appalachian State and Middle Tennessee State.
Both ascending teams should be good. Appalachian State 40-11 over their last 4 years. It's
been
amazing it because, like I said, they were. I mean, when Travaris was there, they were an FCS. I don't know why I can't say that right now. Double A.
I mean, it just turned to the football subconference, but it's double A football is what it used to be.
Now, we also talked, and we got about a minute here, about their coach, right? So, the head coach of the Appalachian State, what are they?
They're the Mountaineers.
Sure, we'll go with that. I think so. I think you're right. Yeah, the Mountaineers. He gets the job at Louisville. He's going to go there, bringing most of his staff. He's already gone.
Yeah, he's gone already.
He leaves him for the bowl game. So for all the talk about players walking away, I haven't heard one thing about this coach leaving. I don't understand that for the life of me.
Well, he's not the only coach that has
switched
jobs.
No, they do it all the time.
Yeah, that has switched this offseason that has switched jobs and leave, and you have one or two that stay back, and, you know, it puts the kids in a bad position. But for that coach, you know, it's an opportunity for him to start over and start anew, kind of.
Yep. All right. We're going to take a break here on Fans and Pros. When we come back, I'm going to hit a phone call, and then I'm going to ask Deuce a couple of Christmas questions because I have curiosities about my guy Deuce, and we're going to look into that. More Fans and Pros when we return here on WWL.